the grave. I knew you'd have each day. Tell me the time and the place. You know that I'm a boy. Give him the keys of my car. He bring it back by the mall. I got whatever he needs. Don't need to give me that day.
I can't help it. It's a shame what it do to me. My girl asked me what it is. I say it's the day.
First thing I'm grinding, it tell me I'm slipping. Damn it, I know that I'm wrong. Damn it, he know that I'm on. You give me wetter than water. You bring me up in the morning. I got the check if he asked. I be his bread if he nasty. I cook like his mama. I don't bring no drama. I keep it low key. He don't need to step out. He won't buy no bitches. He's better than me. He take me down if he snapping. Cause he give me that like a taxi. The point I know I have to have it. You know what I say if they ask me.
I can't help it, it's a shame what it do to me. My girl asked me what it is, I say it's the day. I start going on my mind when he come around. That's why he gets all my time, cause he put it down, put it down.
Alright, so listen. Listen. Listen to shit, y'all. It's funny because there's a reason why I played that song. Now, I played this song because I really feel like, as a female, a lot of us has been her. You understand what I'm saying? This nigga put the D down, and the motherfucker is ready to give up everything. He can have the keys to the house. He can have the keys to the car. Motherfucker, you can have access to my bank account damn near. That's how good some of it has been. We have been dicked with. We have been in love with just the penis and sometimes the way it's just crazy. It's the way he treat me and the way he make me go crazy. But this is where we fall short at, ladies. Oh my God, this is where we fall short at, because I can speak from experience on everything I love. I can speak from experience. So last year, 2020, I felt like I could have kept myself out of this situation, but I kept myself in the situation for a few months. Now, in the beginning, of course, I didn't see it because I was just roaming free and just enjoying life and da-da-da-da. Then reality kicked in with some personal family issues. That shit kind of brought me down a couple of notches. Not going to sit here and act like it. That shit brought me down a few notches because it was like situation after situation after situation. That shit was not easy. Y'all gotta understand that mentally, that really wasn't easy because it really was like back to back, back, like it's really on some stuff. So, but long story short, I was talking to this dude. I started talking to this dude at the beginning of last year sometime. We was talking, cool, cordial, not too often, on and off. This is in third. We cool. I thought it was going okay. So, after us finally meeting, like, in person, and actually meeting up in person, because how did I find this boy? Or how he find me? I'm going to keep it funky, y'all. I think it was off of Instagram. I really don't remember how I met this young man, but I really think it was off of Instagram. But anyway, we was friends or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, it was the fact that we were talking and stuff like that. Then we first got a chance to hang, link up, and so forth. We was chilling, I guess. It was okay. It went all right or whatever. Then it's just like, I was also talking to somebody else. This is me and my honest truth, y'all. This is me. I was talking to somebody else at the same time. And it was like, the other person around that my ex, I'm gonna just call him my ex. We're gonna call my ex Tim. So Tim was around a little bit more than the other young man at the time that I was talking to. And I was really feeling the other young boy. Like, I was feeling him heavy hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, It was like a mutual agreement. We vibed out, and the sex was really, pretty good. So it was good, but we wasn't spending so much time together either. That was another thing that caused me and him not to work out, which led me to Tim. So with me going towards Tim, it kind of broke up that situation with him and with my mystery guy. But Tim and I started getting closer together. We started hanging out, talking more every day with the phone, texting, calling, you know, the whole shebang, right? Then it's just like, I finally, as the time went on, as me and him started hanging out a lot more, come to realize he was only good for sex. I wasn't really, listen, this is like, I truly really kept saying I'm not ready for a relationship. I just got out of the situation a few months back, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not looking for nothing right now. I'm going to be myself. Knowing that I was still emotionally going through what I went through, and he kind of was there. So I was kind of like, knowing that he was there, I was like opening up to that man on some honest shit. I was opening up to him and everything. And it was just like, okay, maybe he is cool. He's listening to air. He got a head on his shoulders. He's listening. He's responding back, giving me smart advice. You know, one of the time on earth, like, he was there emotionally, so serious. He was there emotionally, you know. But then it's just like, we start hanging out, and then, like, you know, that's when the pandemic is like, what's the one? We just got into this pandemic, y'all. So it was like, shit kind of hit in too. That shit happened too. So I'm out of work for a while now. My job has shut down. So, of course, I'm out of work for a while. So here we go, me and him hanging out, doing this, and then after I know, sooner or later, like, I don't know, probably a good, it was a little while, me and him finally he kind of talked me into it, like, well, just give it a try of you being in a relationship, like, I really want to be with somebody, like, I don't want to, like, I can do what you need, and this, and the third, like, I just give a relationship thing a go again, like, just try it for me. Et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just like, I really was like, all right, I'm going to try it, but I ain't going to be, don't be surprised. That's all I'm going to say. I don't be surprised, but I'm going to give it a go. I really don't want to do this, and I don't want to really force my hands on, no, it's cool. I got you. We going to rock out. This, and the third. Oh, that's, I'm sorry to say, keep saying this, and the third, y'all, but it's just like, on some stuff, he is a talker. Like, he's really a smooth criminal. Like, he can really finesse his fucking way out of some shit, yo. And he know he did it. Like, it's just like, all right, it's just really crazy, yo. Because this story really got some depth into it, to be honest with you. But I ain't even going to refer to that right now. But anyway, it's the fact that, excuse me. And if I sound a little muffled, please forgive me. I am recording with a mask over my mouth. So I really do apologize if it sound a little muffled every now and again, y'all. I'm trying to speak as loud and clear as possible so you can understand me. Now, but that's what I was saying. So now, here we are talking, actually trying to finally get into a situation. We claiming each other, right? Now, here comes the, can I borrow money? Can you give me money for this, and the third? I'm just like, what? No, I'm broke. I used to say I'm broke for a while. He knew I wasn't broke, though. That's the thing. He knew I was getting my unemployment at the time. And I was stashing my shit. No lie, I was stashing it. But then, this is the thing. He would ask me, I'm like, no, I'm broke. I don't got it. Knowing that I was taking lifts and Ubers to this nigga all the time. Literally, he knew it. But that wasn't the point. So, in the midst of it, long story short, it's just that he was like, he don't get it wrong. He was definitely giving me some good D. Like, I was really getting some good dick. It was really, I really liked him at the time, too. I'm not gonna lie, I liked him because I was spending more time with him and he fully understood me emotionally. He was there for me, there emotionally there for me and physically compared to my Mr. Potential at the time. But it was just, once we got into, basically, he was putting the D down, giving it to me, not gonna sit here and kick. wasn't the it was really good, don't get it wrong, because I really liked him. So the emotions was behind it, and it felt so, y'all know when emotions are behind certain shit, it makes it even better. Like, y'all know that shit is better. But in the midst of it, it's just like, he kept asking me for money consistently, y'all. Like, every other day it was, can I get some money? Can I get some money? Can I get some money? And I'm like, yo, you drawing, bro. Like, I'm supposed to be saving so I can move. This, and the third, et cetera, et cetera. And we even got to the point of us talking about us moving together, because that's when a month or two later, he ended up getting his PUA and shit like that. So he was getting money coming, had money coming in. But the thing is, we were sitting here doing Airbnbs, this, and the third, et cetera, et cetera. Kept going Airbnbs every fucking day. You know why we was on Airbnbs? We was booking Airbnbs that whole time. Because he ain't had nowhere to fucking live. He didn't have a roof over his head. He wanted to move. He wanted the whole situation of us moving in together. But it was the fact that I kept trying to tell him, we can't move. Like, I was down for it to a extent. I really was. I was down for it to a extent. Instead of finding, like, yo, we can't move. If we keep sitting here spending money for Airbnbs, you need to go sit at somebody's house for a while, because you can't stay with me at my sister's house, because I stay with my sister. So I'm like, you can't stay with me at my sister's house. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. Like, real shit, that's a whole no-no. But then he started sleeping in, he bought a car, he started sleeping in the car, and I'm not going to act like I wasn't the fuck with his dumb ass sleeping in the car trying to be nice, because I'm like, I'm not spending no more money for fucking Airbnbs. It really was got to that point. I'm like, I'm not going to keep spending all this money for fucking Airbnbs knowing that we're supposed to sit here and be trying to move, save up the move. Now, I'm making this whole statement to tell you that at a point in time, I really ended up giving this man checks after checks after checks after checks, basically. I was dropping checks on him more than he was dropping the fuck on me, and that's on God. And it was the fact that he's really so manipulative, it's not funny. But it was the fact that this man really just spun me out of my money. On some shit, this man spun me out some G's. Like, I ain't even talking about no one or two G's. We talking about some fucking G's, bro. So he spun me out some G's or whatever, and, you know, some money or whatever. But then every time I try to retort back of, this is how I know niggas are bummy and they're crusty, and I don't think that shit is cool. Because after me and him finally sat here and said, I can't do this shit no more. Like, even if he says, oh, I can't do this shit no more, whatever. I can, yo, the shit is funny to me, but I really mentally couldn't do this shit no more, because it's like, oh, man, it's so much shit. Like I said, it's really a conundrum of shit that happened with him alone in, like, a fucking 6.5 month period. Oh, God. This shit is crazy. But I'm going to say them other stories for another time, but it's the fact that the man spun me out of my money, and I've asked for the money back, and the only thing he can tell me was like, oh, I get it back. I ain't giving nobody no money back until I'm rich. And I'm like, that sounds stupid as shit. At least give me my money in payments. I don't give a fuck what you do. Give me my money back, because for that money was supposed to be used for me to move. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Fuck what you talking about. I don't want to hear none of that shit. It's like, oh, well, when I get my money, you can get your money back. I said, yo, all I wanted to tell that man was like, listen, you right and you got it. I don't even want the money back. I don't want the money back. It's just the principle of the fact that you wasn't even going to pay me back. And you know what he told me? When he told me he wasn't going to pay me back, this is how I know niggas are really crazy, because this is how we know we be really sprung over dick and we go off of emotions. Like, I was in a vulnerable state, and he took over my vulnerable state to allow me to, he was able to manipulate me into giving up so much shit mentally, physically, and financially. And that's some real shit. And I didn't see it until the last minute, and my body felt it, my head mentally felt it. I couldn't do it mentally no more. I was stronger than that, and I'm way fucking smarter than that. But like I said, he played on my vulnerability because of the shit that has happened in concurrence of him coming into my life. But like I'm saying, it's just the fact that this man don't even want to stand on principle of paying somebody back or nothing. This is how dick strong or pussy sprung we all can get, to the point where we really allow anybody to do anything to us as long as they stay around in our life. We don't have to deal with shit like that. Like, we are way smarter than that. We are way stronger than that. I can be by myself. I am a loner, a person. Like, I'm really awesome. I'm just really a loner. I can do this shit by myself. Like I can do a lot of shit by myself because I'll go through a lot of shit by myself and people don't understand it. And you will understand it one day because I really do deal with shit by myself. But at the end of the day, it's just that the man didn't want to, Tim didn't want to stand on principle and pay me back. He was supposed, he said he was going to give me back. Let me put it like that. Because he did say he was going to give me my money back for for everything and this, and the third. But it was just like, he had it in his mindset, like, well, why should I pay you back? He didn't. Now, mind you, I had a conversation with him at months and months after the fact. He was just like, well, why should I have to pay you back when we was together? I thought we was there, since we was together, it shouldn't be an issue. I said, pause. I told you from the beginning, make sure you give me my money back. This is not me just giving you my money. And I told y'all, I swear to God, y'all, I told him that. I said, oh, this is not me just giving you my money. This is my moving money. I want every last single penny back. He talking about Maine, Maine. Now, this is, a lot of y'all don't know me, but my full name is Charmaine. So a lot of people call me Maine. So for those who call me Maine, they understand by Maine. I got you, man. I got you. I got you. Da, 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 da. So I'm like, Ario, in the back of my mind, did I have a feeling that he was gonna fucking, that he was lying? Yes, I did. I really did. Did I ignore it? Big time. Big time. I ignored it. First off, this man is just like, he already showed me throughout the months that he was irresponsible with money. And here I am thinking this man is smarter than that at some given point that he can sit here and actually do the fuck something with it. And I trust you. I tried to give the man the benefit of the doubt. I did. I did. I tried to. But I knew that back of my mind was like, bitch, you stupid. Yes, that voice in the back of my mind was like, bitch, you stupid. You know you're not getting it back. So I'm just like, all right. It is what it is, but anyway, we all get to the point where we will sit here and give a man a house, the keys to our house within fucking 3 months of knowing him because it's really, we feel like the vibe is really the fuck there, or this man is just slaying a dick, like he's slaying the D, like on some shit, or she putting that pussy down, you hear me? Or, you know, she putting that wet down. So I get it. We all have been near to that point of being whipped or hit pussy whipped or dickmatized, whatever you want to label it. It's just like I feel like we all have been there. We have all been a dummy. But if we're still being dummies, like if we're not really looking for love out here, yo, I don't want it. And that's the honest truth. I don't want somebody that can just use me. Now, if y'all both just using each other for just sex or whatever, then that's what it is. There's nothing wrong with it. You want something, she wants something. That's it, that's all. Fair exchange. That's how I look at it. Really. I don't knock no motherfucker body. So, it's just, oh, baby. It's just really a lot, y'all. I don't even take it. It's really a lot. These niggas are really crumb bum ass niggas, and even the ones that you thought was even cool with you on some real shit, even the ones you feel like is cool as shit with you, they be the bum ass niggas. Cause I got a fucking story for your asses next time though, cause ooh, baby, this is like I'm telling you, these people are out here just tricking females and females tricking niggas, and I just feel like I don't think nobody should be tricking nobody. You know why? Because at the end of the day, everybody wants something. So whether it was for love, money, sex, whatever your fucking thing is, it's just learn, find somebody that's going to be exactly on your level of what you want. And that's the real shit. So if you're only looking for fucking, then look for somebody who's really only looking for fucking just as well. If you're looking for somebody that you really think you can fucking love at some given point, hopefully you find that person that's looking for the same exact thing as you. It's just you give out, you know, I can't even put wording right like I want to. It's just, if you be honest with a motherfucker, because a motherfucker, this is my point, like, if you just be completely honest from the beginning of shit, I don't give a fuck if it's a sarcastic ass remark to that person or something, but you being honest and full fledged just yourself, yo, shit will work out so much better in this motherfucking world. And in these relationships, it's going to work out even perfect. I'm telling you, yo. And this is why people always tell you, make sure you have a friend first before you get into that relationship with that person. Because if that person can't even be your fucking friend, because goddamn, I'll definitely tell my motherfucking friend everything. Everything. So, it's getting real. Like, I'd just rather have my best friend. I want my best friend. That's what I want. I want my best friend and my lover. You understand? I don't want just a lover. I want my best friend and my lover. You understand? I'm a big baby. I can get emotional, but I'm tough. I don't always fuck them feelings sometimes. I'm 50-50. Sorry. It's just me, y'all. That's just me personally. So don't get mad at me. I just been through a lot of shit, and I allowed a lot of shit to happen. So, of course. But my point is, stop letting these motherfuckers get dickmatized and stop getting pussy whipped out here, man, because it's not cool, man. I just feel like y'all just find something, y'all find y'all realness between each other, it'd be all fucking cool. Like, seriously, everything would just be so Gucci if everybody just stop, don't even have to sugarcoat shit. Because I tell people, what am I lying for? I have, like, especially if I don't fucking know you. Like, if I literally don't fucking know you, I really ain't got no reason to lie to you. Like, on God, if I really know I don't know you, what am I lying for? I can sit here and tell you any fucking thing out in the open because I could have just met you. I ain't never said this is my first time meeting you. And who's to say this won't be my last time meeting you? So, I can just tell you the honest truth about everything. I might as well just tell you the truth. I know. I do such and such and such and such. Yeah, I did that before. Like, yeah, just I. Even with me being personally with somebody or getting to know somebody, if I'm getting to know somebody, I want that person to really know me. I don't want them to think that they know me. No, I want you to really fucking know me. Know what I like. Know what I dislike. Know my facial expressions. Know this and know that. Like, that's some real shit. Pick up my energy. Even if we on the phone, you can pick up my motherfucking energy. Not even on FaceTime, but you can just pick up my energy as soon as I pick up the phone. I need that type of energy. I don't need that dick with energy, that pussy with energy. I'm only here. Oh, you talk to me nasty. I'm only here for the dick with a pussy and fuck you. I'm just here for the dick. Let me use some dicking. This is all that shit, yo. It's just like, I don't know. We gotta stop letting that shit happen to us, man. These motherfuckers, if we see a motherfucker don't really care about us the way we want them to care about us or the way we care about them, man, we gotta let that shit go. Family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, all that shit. Not saying that, wife or husband. I ain't going to do none of that shit. Y'all stupid. Honestly, and I ain't going to say or act like that shit easy. I've been married before. That shit ain't easy. Trust and believe me, that shit, you got to actually put the work in. You understand? I'm not saying I ain't never put the work in. I put the work in before I was actually married. I put the work in before the fuck the ring came into play. Because that nigga was putting in the work. I reciprocate his energy. That was the difference. That's why me and him made it work. Because we was really reciprocating off of each other's energy, vibing, and we fully understood each other. Does it work now? No, it don't work now, but it's okay. We still good friends. I promise you that. We're like really still good friends. But anyway, it's just, my point is just, you just really gotta stop allowing these motherfuckers. Excuse my background, y'all. I really do apologize for this background because they are fucking drooling. But I just want everybody to really stop allowing these motherfuckers to fuck us over like this, man. We deserve better, and when we know we deserve better, like, that's just it, and that's all, man. Fuck what you talking about. So, that's all I really kind of had to say, because, woo, baby, the fuckery that we get out here is real. That's all I want to say, but This is Charm, and thanks for tuning in with No Salt, and I will catch y'all guys later. Peace.